Hey, happy Thanksgiving weekend, everybody. I hope and pray you had one heck of a great Thanksgiving and are having a great Thanksgiving weekend. And welcome to the holidays. Yes, this is the holiday season, no doubt about it. And you know what? Let's step back to that Thanksgiving thought process, right? I really love Thanksgiving for one main reason, not only because it starts the holiday season, because it's time we all get together with family and friends, but if we are wise, we really need to stop and be thankful. Stop and think about how many things we can be thankful for. You know, November is a fascinating, a great month for Mimi and I, a great month, especially for Mimi. First of all, November 3rd is her birthday. November 4th was our 39th anniversary of marriage. How about that? She is a saint. I can promise you she is a saint to be married to me for 39 years. And it gets, well, maybe not better, but November 14th was our 29th business anniversary. 29 years in business. Yes, we opened our doors for business November 14th of 1988. And I am so thankful that Mimi and I ended up getting into the vacation industry, and specifically back then into the ocean cruise industry. We called our company, and still do, Cruise Holidays of Kansas City. Now we sell so much more than that. We sell almost anything and everything. Ocean cruises, still our big business, river cruises, and all-inclusive vacations. And then the next big thing that has gotten huge has been customized vacations. And you know what? In these 29 full years in business, think about this. We're going in our 30 years. We have well over 90,000 people we've sent on vacation. 90,000. What a blessing. Hey, and I need to step back talking about something I'm thankful for. My buddy Joe Calhoun, who will be on with me in just a few minutes after my wife Mimi, is one of the very few people that encouraged Mimi and I to get into the vacation industry and specifically into the franchise of Cruise Holidays. And we took Joe's advice. Mimi and I became the 51st Cruise Holidays franchise, first one in the Midwest. We've been the number one store in the Cruise Holidays franchise chain for 26, I believe it is, out of our 29 full years. Very, very proud of that. Mimi and I, inducted into the Hall of Fame. We're incredibly proud of that. Lots of things have changed. It's just hard to believe. Like, it's hard to believe that it's been 39 years we've been married. It's really hard to believe that it's been 29 years, full years, of being in this business. Mimi Comfort, are you on the phone? Is Mimi Comfort there? I know she's somewhere. Mimi Comfort.
Hi there.
Hey, Mimi, we are just talking about, isn't it hard to believe? Two things. Number one, we've been married 39 years. I just told everybody you are a saint, and you sure are.
Well, I kind of agree with that.
Well, I tell you, you should. You have every right to. And then how about, not only is it crazy enough to be married 39 years, but we've been working together, growing Cruise Holidays of Kansas City in business now as of November 14th for 29 full years. Isn't that just amazing?
It's just kind of hard to believe, honestly.
Where'd the
years go?
Where does time go? No kidding, Mimi. It's just crazy. Hey, anyway, we've seen so many changes, haven't we, honey?
I think the biggest change that I think I see is that the quality of the ships and the prices are lower than they were when we started. I mean, the quality of the chips is much better, and the prices are much lower.
Yeah, I don't think outside of maybe the computer industry, phones, something like that, perhaps, cell phones, there's nothing else that has gone up in quality and yet stayed the same or even gone down in price over 29 years.
It's really, yeah, it's kind of like, well, like you said, the electronics business is similar, where you're getting, you know, way more than what you paid 4 years ago. I remember the first television set we bought, you know, at our old house was like $5,000, and now they're like $500.
That's right. And I think that was 56 inches or something, and we thought that was just so gigantic. But, and it weighed, what, 400 pounds or something like that, too.
I think so.
Mimi, think about this. When we started out, we were selling only ocean cruises,
right.
And river cruises weren't even a thing back then.
Isn't that crazy?
And now the river cruise industry has just grown so much, too.
And then, you know, just from just the whole thing has changed so much, and it's been so much fun to learn new areas of travel and to see, you know, the all-inclusive world come into fruition, which really wasn't in place when we first started. You know, there was no such thing as an all-inclusive back then, you know?
Well, there were a few of them, but they were horrible. They had lousy food, watered-down drinks, and were, again, very expensive for average properties. Now
Right. These
properties are world-class resorts, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's the comparative. It's what you can get now. It's just amazing. And that's the thing that we have really, you know, we've come to really specialize in our business in a few different areas. One's the ocean cruises, and one's river cruises, and the all-inclusives. And, you know, and our staff, we really work hard to get our staff on, you know, on board the different ships and then to the different resorts so that we can be educated in what, you know, what we're selling and offering.
First-hand experience has been something you and I have understood from day one, that our staff who counsels with their potential clients needs to be able to talk to them. And that's from firsthand experience. There's no better training and learning and ability to counsel people than that firsthand experience.
Well, I mean, that is for sure. Because, you know, if, you know, anybody can make a resort or a cruise ship or whatever look great on the internet. And everybody can say that they're five star, but we know the differences between a five star resort. Just because a resort has a massage therapist on the property doesn't make it a five star property. You know, but sometimes the different venues will rate resorts super high because maybe they have two restaurants and they have a massage therapist. Well, you know, it doesn't make a five-star resort.
That rating system can be so misleading. You and I both know companies Photoshop. We know companies hire people to put
fake reviews,
false negative reviews on other properties and great reviews on their own, and they're hired employees to do that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and that's the thing that we really do know, because we've gone and seen them, and we've stayed at the ones that we really don't like, and we've stayed at the ones that we love, and you need to do both, because you need to know, why do we sell the ones we do? Why do we recommend the ones we do? It's because you're going to get the experience, and you're going to come back home, and you're going to say, thank you so much. That was a trip of a lifetime.
Mimi, do you remember that one? Was it a five-star resort, or at least 4.5-star in the rating system that was so bad we didn't even stay there, and it was given to us free?
Yeah. After one night, we said, we need to move. It was so bad. The food was inedible, and the lights kept going out. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, we can really help people to decipher between the myriad of properties to know which ones are the best. And you know, going to different destinations, whether it's Costa Rica or whether it's Galapagos. And, you know, with our staff of 28, we typically have had someone that has been to one of the places that, you know, are important and that we know that you'll enjoy.
Hey, Mimi, this is our Thanksgiving weekend. We're talking about being thankful. One thing I was just ready to tell our listening audience is, aren't you thankful that I listened to you and you listened to God and we got out of that Heavenly Hams franchise and went into the cruise industry, this wonderful vacation industry?
Oh my gosh. Yes. As Scott Kemp said, aren't you glad you're not selling pig's butts?
And for those people that wonder what we're talking about, we actually put money down, almost every penny we had to our name in 1988. To start a Heavenly Hams ham franchise, selling hams. And then Mimi said, God told me no, and I was wise enough to listen to my wife that we made a wrong decision, and we backed out of it. We lost a lot of that money. You took me on a cruise. We fell in love with it, and on that cruise, June 6th through the 13th in 1988 on the SS Norway, we decided to get into the vacation business selling ocean cruises, and we found the Cruise Holidays franchise, or you did, and it's been a wonderful journey ever since, hasn't it, honey?
Oh, it has, and we have such a great team, and our staff truly has a heart that wants to serve and to just to really make sure that your vacation is everything that you want it to be.
Well, Mimi, I am very thankful. Mostly for our 39 years of blissful. I did write this down, honey, so I remember to say blissful.
So you wouldn't forget to say it?
Yeah, because you chastised me on radio last time that I forgot to say blissful years of marriage. And 29 years, Mimi, of growing this wonderful business, creating memories that last a lifetime for so many thousands of people. It's been a great journey, hasn't it?
It has been a great journey. And who would have ever thought, you know, back young married and just hoping and praying that it was the right decision to open this business. And we've just been very blessed, and we're very, very thankful for the successes we've had. And we know that God's blessed our business and we are grateful for all the blessings.
So very thankful. That is the truth. Mimi, happy Thanksgiving weekend.
Thank you.
I love you, honey. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. I'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host. I'm hoping and praying you have had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend, and I hope and pray it'll continue on, not only through this weekend, but through this entire holiday season. And hey, with me right now is my good friend and one of our most long-term and best business consultants, my friend, Mr. Joe Calhoun. Joe, how are you? And happy Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, right back at you. Thanks, Mark. We're doing great.
You know what? I was just telling the audience to start the show off how in 1988, when Mimi and I were considering, when we backed out of the Heavenly Hams franchise and were considering getting into the travel agency business specializing in ocean cruises, you truly, Joe, were one of the few people we went to that actually encouraged us to get into this wonderful business. And do you know, Joe, that was 29 years ago?
I remember it well.
It's like it was yesterday. And holy cow, you have been with Mimi and I as friends and as a business consultant through these entire 29 years. And isn't it amazing to see what has happened to our business and to the vacation industry in those 29 years?
Unbelievable.
So, what would be, if you had to say, if you had to summarize what's happened with Cruise Holidays of Kansas City over the years as far as our growth and changes, how would you summarize that?
Well, you know, the old saying is that it's easier to see a picture when you're outside the frame. So I've been looking at your business, knowing that you were going to ask me this, and I came up with four thoughts that I'd like to share with you. Number one, when you first started this business, I mean, you left your job, but Mimi, as I recall, was still working at her job, and it was pretty much you, Mark, and then, you know, Marcy joined you, and Jackie joined you, of course, Mimi joined you, and you know, you just had a small team of people, but you were pretty much working solo. You were learning the business. And today, I think about it, you know, here we are in your 30th year, and you now have a team of 20-plus people, And as I think about it, no insult to you, more of a credit to your team. I think about what you knew 5 years into this business. I would wager to say that almost every one of your experienced people knows as much or maybe more than you knew because of how much bigger this industry has become. They've become better at educating people as to what these products are. And, of course, you've been able to educate people with all the places you've gone. You went from being a solo operator pretty much to having this great team of people. That's a big change, Mark.
That's a huge change. You're 100% right. What are the other ones?
Well, the second one I thought about was, you know, when you first started, you were doing individual travel, and you'd sell a person or a couple people to go on a trip, and woo-hoo. Now you get excited when you sell half a ship or a ship. I mean, you've gone from doing individual travel, which you always do extremely well because of how knowledgeable those people are, but now you do group travel, and that includes weddings and anniversary celebrations and even the corporate market, which you excel in. So to me, that's a big change, going from individual travel to individual and group travel both.
Yeah, that the group part of it's become my specialty over the years, especially the corporate and incentive and charters and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, you're 100% right. Although individual travel is still...
Excuse the interruption. So in the first thing, when you added the team, it allowed you to do number two, which is excel where you really, you know, what you really enjoy, which is doing that group travel.
Exactly. What's number three?
Well, this industry has changed, as we've talked about over the years, a lot. And, you know, you started out as being a cruise-only company, and then, you know, because of lots of market situations and conditions, you extended your offerings into lots of other land destinations. And now, I mean, I think about our friends Dave and Nanka. You just took a whole bunch of people up to Canada, and you were in hotels, you were on trains. Nothing on that trip had anything to do with a cruise. So you've extended from cruises to world travel with diverse expertise in all types of travel. That's big change.
Well, that is. That's just huge. You're 100% right. And thank goodness that's been kind of the catalyst of our growth, because so many of our customers want to do something different with each and every vacation.
You know, every one of your customers has a T-shirt under whatever else they're wearing that says, been there, done that. What else you got for me?
Joe, I tell you what.
I got a fourth point.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. What's the fourth?
Well, and I think this is a big thing for your customers. It has been great for us. So in the early days, you know, 29-plus years ago, you were developing these great vendor relationships, and we could name these people. We know these people. We could name these organizations. But now what you've become, not just developing vendor relationships, you have established partnerships is the way I would like to say it. Just you've gone from relationships to partnerships. Think about all the people that help you with your radio show. You know, think of the people that come in for your cruise extravaganza and all the people that come in to present their offerings. I mean, these established partners, it's a big deal. And when you think about those four things, now you got a team with a lot of know-how that can not just do individual, but can do group, not just do cruises, but can do any type of travel anywhere in the world. And you have those great established partnerships with all these vendors that gives you a lot of pull and makes it really special for us, your customers.
Joe, I've got a minute left, but you were the one that came up and helped us with our mission statement, creating memories that last a lifetime. And that says true today as it was 29 years ago. Isn't that a great mission?
It's one of the strongest. We wrote about it in our book, our last book. And Mark, we thank you for your helping us see the world. You know, I've been to 42 countries, three-fourths of them because of you. And we thank you for your friendship and wish you all the best in your 30th year of business.
Well, Joe, I appreciate you so much. Thank goodness you didn't tell us to, hey, get back in there and go into the ham business. And now, Mr. Calhoun, we're your neighbors. You're on the other side of our daughter, Andrea, and her husband, Jorge, and our two grandkids, and we're on the other side. life is good, and that God's just blessed us. Joe Calhoun, thanks so much. Hey, this is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Yes, it is. Hey, this is Mark Comfort. Happy Thanksgiving weekend, everybody. And in this time of being thankful, I am so thankful to you, A, for listening to the program, B, if you're a customer, for being a customer, and C, if you've sent referrals to us, God bless you. Now, I want to take this segment. I asked my staff two questions to read. One, what are they most thankful for from a job point of view, industry point of view, and what have they seen most as far as change goes in this wonderful, wonderful world of travel? Anna Tallman, one of our wonderful cruise counselors or vacation counselors, says, Mark, from a job point of view, I am most thankful for my coworkers. The support we have for one another and how we take such great care of our Cruise Holidays client is truly a team effort. Number two, what are the biggest changes in the industry you've seen? The boost in the interest of river cruising. When I first started, and that was about 4 years ago, I hardly talked about river cruising, and I didn't even know what it was. Now, that's what so many people, she actually put everyone, but I'm saying so many people want to do. And gosh, that's true. Nikki Levine, who just started with us this year, says, I am grateful for playing an active role in what may be the very best days of our clients' lives. Isn't that a great attitude? Our people are so caring. And I'm saying that, not her. Now, Nikki then says, when I feel a client's excitement as they plan their special trip, and then hear about their adventures when they return, it truly feels like we have done something that matters. And you know what, Nikki, and all of my staff, it truly does. And it does mostly because we've done a great job in helping our clients have a vacation of a lifetime in so many cases. Then she says, I haven't been at Cruise Holidays very long, but that is why I feel qualified to say that this is an industry that is in constant flux. There is always an opportunity to learn more. Holy cow, is that not true? We've been learning so much for 29 full years. Kim North, one of our formerly vacation coordinators, which is like an assistant who now we just promoted to a vacation counselor, which is a salesperson, says the biggest changes she's seen. Well, let me start up here. She says, I'm thankful for such a wonderful work family. Isn't that neat to call our coworkers a family? Not to mention the fact that I get to work in an industry that helps make other people's dreams come true. Gosh, I love that. I've preached that for years. That's truly what we do. Then she says, the biggest changes? The demographics of people who are booking vacations, the frequency of vacations, and the dollar amount that they spend. And you guys, I will tell you this. People are spending almost triple the amount of money on their vacations as they did when we started 29 years ago. Then Kim North says, I've noticed people are doing more vacations within calendar year and spending more money on them on each vacation. Younger folks are jumping on the travel bandwagon. The millennials, which Kim is, are increasingly more interested in spending money on experiences than on things. They will pay for what they want. And then she says, the destinations are changing too in what people want. Costa Rica, Asia, South America. People are branching out to more exotic regions because they've already been there and done that. Then she says, the type of vacations we book. 5 years ago, river cruising wasn't even on our radar, and now it's booming. Boy, that is so true. Well said, Kim. Kimberly Griffey, who is our general manager, says, oh, this is so nice. And by the way, I'm reading these for the first time. Sorry about that. I am thankful for Mark and Mamie Comfort. They provide an amazing place to work with a positive atmosphere. I am thankful for the team members that we have, and we have the best team that truly cares about each other and about our clients. I am thankful for the clients and the relationships we build. You can't believe that's one of the things that's so rewarding. This is me saying this now. The relationships we build. I have so many friends now that I didn't know before they booked a vacation with us, and they've become friends. And then Cruise Holidays, Mark and Mamie have changed my life. I am beyond blessed to work here for over 13 years and enjoy coming to work every day. Isn't that cool? Boy, does that make me feel good. I know that makes Mamie feel so proud too. Then Katie Gray says, I am thankful that the travel industry exists and that so many people depend on us to help make their dreams their reality. It's not every day that you get to help someone plan their dream vacation and then hear all about their trip when they return. I am also very thankful for Cruise Holidays of Kansas City and Comfort Tours. We are not just co-workers. We are all family here. I did not pay them to say this. I promise you. Oh, this makes me so proud. I'm kind of tearing up a little bit. Deb Mitchell, one of our wonderful vacation counselors who actually has more time in the industry than I do, says, I am thankful to have such a wonderful job, one that I love to show up for each and every day. We are such a family here at Cruise Holidays Kansas City. I love having an employer that genuinely cares for each and every employee here. Since I started working at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City in May 1st, 2001, I have seen the evolution of cruises and all-inclusive resorts. They have grown exponentially. Cruising is now getting more and more digital, meaning new enhancements, use of digital iPads, iPhones, and river cruising, she said, is the biggest change in the vacation industry, taking off and expanding more than ever. Boy, that is so true. Just comments. A group manager and one of my marketing team says, I'm very thankful to work for a company where family is so important. I am a mother of two young children, which can be a full-time job itself, and I have never have to choose between work and family. There is always time for me to be a mom while still being able to focus on my work and do my best. I also love that our jobs at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City are never stagnant. Man, is that true. We are always able to shift responsibilities and duties based on each person's unique skill sets and qualities. That's what Mimi and I do. We know everybody has skill sets that are different, and we do our best. Mimi does such a great job of putting people in the positions to use their best skill sets. And then Jessica Cummins says, I have seen a couple of notable changes since I started with Cruise Holidays. One would be the obvious increase in popularity of the river cruise industry. That has been picking up major momentum for the last several years. The other is a focus on value over price. Boy, is that well said, and that is so true, I'm saying. Now, Jess says, vacation vendors like cruise lines, hotel properties, have been adding more inclusions, more experiences, and more added values, such as prepaid gratuities, complimentary internet, Wi-Fi calling, tours, excursions, etc. Our clients are looking for the most bang for their buck and the best vacation. They aren't coming in saying, what's the cheapest vacation I can take? Guys, that is a huge change. That has changed dramatically over the years. Value versus price. Value is more important. Our clients are coming in and wanting to build an inclusive vacation experience and are open to paying whatever the cost is if they are getting the experience they want and the perks they want for the money they're paying. Obviously, everyone has a budget, but with a company like Cruise Holidays Kansas City that realizes every penny counts and vacation experiences are unique and important. And that is really true. You know, we have seen that. I have seen that. Now, this is me talking, Mark talking over, not reading. People really do want their time and their money to be spent such that that vacation experience is truly memories, creates memories that last a lifetime, just like our mission statement. Joella Robeson, who is our director of last impressions, she sends you your documents either by mail or email, says, I started working at Cruise Holidays Kansas City July of 2001. 2 months later, 9/11 happened. I remember walking outside and no airplanes were in the sky. With our office near the airport, there were always planes in the sky, and I cried because I knew that life as it was, as I was used to, was going to be changed forever. Feeling safe and secure was not going to be as easy as it was the day before. I am thankful that Mark and Mimi did not falter one step at that time going forward. It's been 16 years since that dreaded day, and Cruise Holidays of Kansas City continues to forge ahead with determination and believing that our country was not going to be brought to its knees. No one was going to crush our hopes and dreams and futures. And here I am today, and life has continued and is even better. And I am still at Cruise Holidays Kansas City. I'm so thankful that God put me where he did during that time of my life. Gosh, that was horrible. You guys, we really, Mimi and I really thought we might go out of business. We lost about $4 million worth of business on the books and expected revenue during those 3 months after that. And thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be financially strong enough to withstand that. Then Joella says, one of the biggest changes is seeing everything going to electronic documents and ticketing. Everything is now put in the computer and less paper is being printed for documents. This is a big change for the generations used to having a piece of paper in their hands to give someone, those of us in that generation, and she says, I am. Let's see. Felt more secure by having a piece of paper that they can present to a vendor showing that they are supposed to get. The younger generation missed having that change is over. They never knew what it was like to have a packet of documents to take with you on your trip, so no paperwork is no big deal to them. And that is a good thing. A lot of trees have lived because of that. In fact, they liked it and even like it better. If it is on their phone to flash at the vendor, they're happy. And isn't that true? Gosh, that's a huge change. Joelle Harms, who helps in our group department, says that it's a privilege to work each day with people who are experts in their craft. Do you realize that our travel counselors have over 100 years combined experience helping our clients? Because they share their knowledge with one another so freely, there isn't much that can stump this group of people. As challenges arise, we travel counselors and support staff alike are able to tackle them as a team, confident in one another and in our vendors and partners, and always with our clients' best interests guiding our decisions. So in short, it is the strength of our team and everyone's heart to serve that makes Cruise Holidays of Kansas City a great place to work. Now, this is Mark talking again. Mimi and I have always said we hire people with the hearts to serve. And the greatest change, Joelle says, I've seen in the 5 years I've worked here is the upsurge in popularity of river cruises, especially in Europe. With a 97% satisfaction rate, it's no wonder so many of our people are eager to go. On river cruises again, and that's why so many are eager to try river cruising the first time. Thank you, Mark. Okay, I've got a couple more, but I have got to take a break. This is Mark Comfort Vacation Views. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Vacation Views. And we're having a Thanksgiving talk from our staff on what they're thankful for and what kind of changes they've seen in the industry. And you know, one of our very, very most experienced vacation counselors, Cassie Johnson, is on the air with me right now. Hey, Cassie, welcome and happy Thanksgiving weekend.
Well, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
So you've been with us 16 years. That's just so hard for me to believe. Let me ask you this. If I asked you what the biggest changes you've seen in the last 16 years from the time you started to now in this wonderful vacation industry, what would it be?
Well, you know, I think I probably started right at the very end of the phase when we were all calling our reservations in over the phone. That's changed so much, and it's nice to be electronic-based and be able to get things done more efficiently. But, you know, what's probably been most, noticeable for me is the type of products that are available to our clients now. Back in the early years, it was all about 3- and 4-day getaways, quick little Bahama cruises. People just didn't make the time for vacations, and now I feel like trips are becoming longer. They're getting better quality. For example, the all-inclusives, back when I started, there wasn't much more than the big-name sandals resorts out there, and now it's exploded, and there's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of incredible all-inclusives, and the more competition there is amongst all-inclusives, the better product it is for our clients. So that's incredible. And then, of course, with the ocean cruise ships, they have gone from, incredible to just out of this world. The changes that have, they're basically making the ships the destination now. So you do not need to even get off the ship, and you'll have an incredible time. And then river cruising, of course, that's kind of popped into the market over the last 5-10 years since I've been here, and that has kind of really changed the way people are specifically traveling to Europe. The idea of having your bedroom travel with you is really spoils you, and getting to see the interior of Europe is a unique experience, because back in the early years, when I was in college, I was backpacking across Europe, and it was definitely not a glamorous experience.
Cassie, one of the big things I think you would agree with is vacations are becoming more and more and more important to more and more people, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I would definitely say that. I have noticed that vacation is now considered a need more so than a want. And with our focus in society so much more on experiences and memories rather than possessions, I think people are taking their kids on a lot more vacations and buying less toys and just trying to create those memories that they'll have for the rest of their lives.
And Cassie, the internet is also a big area. People can research and research and research, and they do. And they get confused because of all the conflicting information out there, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I've had so many folks tell me lately, I've heard the same thing. They're like, I just wish I would have called you first, and rather than have wasted hours and hours of my life sitting here in front of the computer being confused, you make it so easy. You just help us really narrow it down. It's so nice to have your expertise. You know, you've been there, you've done it, you know what we're looking for.
It makes all the sense in the world, and I tell you, I just think it's so cool to see what so many, you know, people younger. It used to be, when we started, Cassie, the average age of an ocean cruiser was 72. This past year, the average age of an ocean cruiser was 43. 72 to 43. Think about
that's
that,
incredible.
Almost 30
wow.
years younger.
That's a significant jump.
It is. And by the way, the other big change was 29 years ago, 98% of people wrote a check to pay for their vacation. And now
yes,
99% of the people.
And you know what? The electronic document system now is amazing.
Yep, yep.
When you walk out that door, I always tell folks, all that really matters is that you have your valid passport. You know, anything else, if you show up without your documentation, that's okay. Everything's, you know, online now, so they can access that as long as you can prove who you are, you're in good shape.
That's right. Cassie Johnson, you do such a great job. This job is absolutely perfect for you and your heart. And we have so much to be thankful for, don't we? Helping people create memories
absolutely.
That last a lifetime. Have a great weekend. Anyway, I have to say to each every one of you, especially like I said earlier, have a great weekend. But those of you that have done business with us, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much for your business. Those of you that have sent business to us, we call that referrals. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that. Everybody else has listened. Thank you for listening. And I hope that we have a chance to help you plan that dream vacation that will create memories that last a lifetime. God bless you, and thank you. Talk to you next week.